Okay, before we started, Moshe Aaron pointed out that yesterday we said a wrong pshat in the arrows. I said there's two parts of the arrow. There's the Zohar part and then the Keva part. But the truth is there's two kinds of arrows. There's an arrow where the arrow head has a hole and the shaft goes into that hole. There's an arrow head where the opposite is true, where the shaft has a hole and the arrow head fits into the shaft. So both are talking about the shafts, not the arrow head, except one is called a Zohar arrow, one's called a Nekeva arrow. Oran Yud Gimel Amad Al Fatap. Om Rav Chanan Barova, Honi Hizmi Vihigi, Mesachim Bahu. There are different kinds of thorn bushes. Abaya Omer Behizmi Mesachachinon, Vahigi Lo Mesachachin. You can use Hizmi, but not Higi. My time, Kiva the Nasri, Tarfayu Shovik Lo Venothak. Since the leaves constantly fall down. And that's what the Achronim say. All leaves fall down, right? But you can eat when they're not falling. But if they're constantly falling, you can't eat in the sukkah. Also, it's talking where they're not going to fall enough, and the schach is going to be diminished. Right? They fall, they disturb the meal, that's why they're pasul. But there are, later on, we'll see that there's things you can't use for schach, because inevitably, the leaves are going to fall off so much, there's not going to be schach left. Okay, Omer of Gidl, Omer Rav, I'll see Rashi here. Hizmi the Higi, Mine Sned, different kinds of thorn bushes. The Nasri Tarfayu, Noshim Olim Shalahem, the leaves fall off. And again, the Achronim say they fall off constantly. Omar Rav, Hai Afkusa de Diklo Mesachim Bahu. Afal Gav da Gidi, Egid Bidei Shamayim, Loshme Egid. Afal Gav da Hodr Ogid Lahu, Igid Bechad, Loshme Egid. What happens like this? You have, Rashi says, Afkusa de Diklo, Motso Hadekel, Shusomach Lekarke, Yotzim Bo Dokronim Harbe, Soviv Soviv. There's a lot of shoots. Like big thorns, that come out of the bottom of the of a date palm, and they're all connected at the bottom. Okay, but they look separate. So they look like a bundle of sticks, but they're really all one stick connected at the bottom. So that's what it says. Afagav dagide shemechubarim anfei ilan yachad. They look like a lot of branches connected. Vidomi lechavilin, and it looks like a package. That we said before, a bundle, which is possible, because of the reason we said before of Tasav Alamana Osri, because we're afraid that people think that you could make Tasav Alamana Osri. The Amor and Imasachim Bohen, the Afagav the Hadar Ogid Lahu Ihu, even though, what's it called? So that we said, Egid Bishay Shamayim, the fact that they're all connected at the bottom doesn't make a connection, right? At least not for this. Tosus is a whole thing over here, whether Egid, what's it called, Bidei Shamayim, is called an Eged, not called an Eged, Legabi, other things. But the Achronim say, even if for other things, something that's connected, Bidei Shamayim, is yes connected, considered connected, here it's not. Because here the whole reason is Gzeira, that maybe you'll put the bundle to dry out, and then you want, what's it called, then you'll think that just by saying that you change your mind, that it should be okay. And therefore, it's not something that's connected, Bidei Shamayim, that whole reason doesn't apply to. Right, not going to put it up to dry out. People don't do that. And the mela, what's it called? We're not afraid of that kind of thing. So for whatever reason here, bundles that are made bidei shamayim don't fit into this gzeira. The afagav the hadar ogid luhu iyu, but the maisa though they do put a rope around it to hold it tight. At the other end, hanofim shalmala kedei lashkivan. In order to put them tightly together, they put a string around them. So it is tied together, be they other. Nadeshim is patzlim lekanu lekan, v'nokfim lamala, v'in sos manekim. Right? In other words, what's it called? They put them to compact them, so they can put them wherever they have to put them. So where it says, eged bechad, lo shmei eged. Here, basically, you're tying up one thing. Because since it's considered one thing, since they're all connected at the bottom to one source, tying it up is not tying a lot of things together. It's not called a bundle. Called over yichidi hamechuber yachad va'ogdo b'fnei atzmo ino agud. That's not called a bundle. A bundle is where you tie, we'll see, two or three things together, but not one thing that has many parts and you tie up the parts to compact it. That's not called a bundle. Atshitin dover acher imo v'yagim yachad. A bundle means you tied at least two things together. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Avina Bar Shila Hani Dokre Dekani Mesachim Behu. Okay, this is similar to what we said before. Dokre Dekani is where you have the first one, though, was by a palm tree, and here you have what's it called, reeds that all stem come from the same root or the same stem, and then they separate on the top and they look like they're separate things. Same thing. Even though they're connected at the bottom, they're not. That's not called a bundle. The connection is not done by human intervention. Same thing. You tie up the tops, right? That's not called a bundle, because you're tying one thing to itself. Eged bechad lo shmei eged. Tanya nami hachi. Konim v'dukronim misachim bohem. So where it says konim pshita, right? If it's talking about two separate things, you can be misachik with reeds, of course. Why not? There, things are gedulei karka, and they're not makabel tuma. Why would I think you can't be misachik with reeds? Eima konim shel dukronim. Say konim of dukronim. That's a chiddush. It's talking about reeds that all stem from the same source. So they're separate at the top and connected at the bottom. Misachim bohem. Okay, this is the next new thing. Let's see Rashi. Dokre dekani kein afkusa dedikla elish zeshul konim zeshul dekalim. It's exactly the same metzias as the what's it called afkusa dedikla. Many things that have one common base. Except one's talking about palm trees and the other one's talking about reeds. Konim v'dokronim mashma trei milei v'dokronim kamo yachbar b'deker. Right? Mashma, they're two separate things. And if that's the case, what's a chiddush that you could be masachik b'konim? Elamai, the Gemara says, no, it's about one thing. Konim shel dokronim shiyotzim b'gizom kamo dokronim harbe. That they all have one base, and then they separate out into what looks like many different reeds. We don't consider it a bundle. Okay, Omar Avina Bar Shila Hani Mararisa Da Agma. You have bitter herbs that grow in the marsh. Chazeres Shel Agam. This is Chazeres is what's it called? Is lettuce? Like, marsh lettuce. Adam Yotze Ben Yedei Chavaso. You could use it for Pesach for Morer. Exactly what this is doing here, I'm not 100% sure. On the next daf, the Gemara compares the things that you yotzei maror with using them for schach. So maybe it's just a hakdama. What? Same on the Omer. Yeah, it could be, but the Gemara doesn't bring down things that have no shaychus to each other just because the same person said it. What?
The first one was
Omer
of Chista,
and also he also said, where is Rav Chista? Oh, yeah, Omer of Chista. Okay, yeah, Omer Avina Bashila, Hani Merisa da Agma. Okay, so what is that? Rashi says, Merisa da Agma, Chazer Shalagan. Meisvesh. How could that be? Ezo, velo Ezov Yovan, velo Ezov Kuchli, velo Ezov Midbori, velo Ezov Romi, velo Ezov Sheesh Loshem Levai. And the Torah said, velo Kachta Ezov. Both by Korban Pesach and what's it called? No, by what's it called? By Paraduma, yeah, and by right. Where it says Ezov, it says Ezov by Paraduma. It says what's it called in by Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Ukachta Ezov utvaltem b'adam asher basar. When the Torah said Ezov, it means the generic Ezov. But there are variations, different species of Ezov. Those are not what the Torah was talking about. The Torah was talking about the generic one. Same thing over here. Anything that has another name with it means a different species. That's not the Ezov the Torah was talking about. So the Maisa, same thing over here. Moror, the Torah said Moror, means anything that's called generically Moror. But not something that has a Shem Levi, a specific species. Marisa da Agma is a different species, not the species the Torah is talking about.
On the other hand, the Morah, it says Rorim, it's a Lashon Rabim.
What, yes, so the Morah had a what's it called, Kabbalah, what five things are called Stam Marorim. But Marisa da Agma is not Stam Marorim. It has a Shem Levi. Omer Abaye, so Abaye said, no. Kol shenishtana shmo kol de matan Torah, ubasa Torah dikpida Allah b'yaduah shel Hashem levai. Anything that had another name before the Torah was given, and the Torah came along and said only the generic one, then the ones with the other names are not good. But if something didn't have another name before, v'hani lo nishtana shemayu kol de matan Torah, before matan Torah, these were called Morer, Mererisa. Right? It didn't have a different name. It was all the species of Morer. Right? And therefore, what's it called? Lo nishtana shemayu kol de matan Torah klal. Right? And therefore, before the Torah was given, these were included. Later on, people started calling it Mererisa da'agma. Not because it was a different min, but that's what we'll see Rava says, but because it grew in the marshes. But it didn't get its other name till after matan Torah. But these had the other name before Matan Torah. They ask, how could it be that an Ezov Romi was called an Ezov Romi before Matan Torah? There was no Rome before Matan Torah. She says that whatever it was before Matan Torah was a different name. Later on, it was started with called the Roman one. But in the beginning, it was called whatever, whatever was in the place of Rome at the time where it grew. Okay, Ezov, kol hecha the cost of Ezov, Dorish Lehochi. The low call Ezov, Shioshil Shem Levi. Hachanami Moroksi, below Mirar to Dagma, the Hushem Levi, it's a different species. Mor says, no, Koshin Ishtana Shemo called the Matan Torah, Shieshbo, Mikama Minim, Vichol Echot Shem Levi Lo, where before the Torah was given, there were different species of that thing. And the Torah said, Kamo Oz Ezov Kuchlis, the Kodim Matan Torah Hayezeshmo. Even before the Torah was given, this other species had a separate name. Uvasa Torah Vikbida Shekosu Bekamakomos Ezov, and the Torah came along and said, Davka, something that's called Ezov, without another name that qualifies it. Shmamino, Astam Ezov, Kavgarma. The Torah is talking about only the generic Ezov, and not these other Ezovs, which are different species. But Hani, Marisa, Lonishtan, Shmam, Kodaman, Torah. These didn't have a different name before the Torah was given. When they were just called generic Morer. After the Torah was given, Shinit the Torah, Lohoy Kruinella Morastam. And therefore, when the Torah said Mor, it was referring to them too. So when the Torah was given, it was referring to that also. Later on, people started giving it an extra name that has no bearing on what the Torah considered it. Rava Amar, Rava says another similar idea. Honey Marisa Stamashmai. These things, even today, are really generic Mor. It's not because there are different species. They're the same species as every other mar, except since these grow in a marsh, but they're not a different species, but it's just where they grow, so they got another name. Other things, though, are given another name, not because of where they grow. They don't not be called Ezov Romi because they grow in Rome. They're Ezov Romi because they're a different variation of Ezov. Okay. Omer of Chizda. Eged Bechad Lo Shmei Eged. Shalosh Shmei Eged. Okay, if you tie a bundle that's connected together, and you tie it at the top, like we said before, so you're tying one thing, that's not called a bundle. But if you have two things, then that is called a bundle. Okay? That's three. Shnayim machlokis Rabbi Yosi Rabbon, and two things together is a machlokis. Rashi lo shmei eged lo leinyan chavil of schach velo leinyan agudas ezov. Rashi says it's both talking about schach and about ezov. That it's not you need agudas ezov if you have an ezov that comes from the same branch, three branches connected together, and you tie them up. That's not agudas ezov because tying one thing doesn't make an aguda. Mashain came, if you have two of them together, one with two and one with, what's it called? See, the Mordor says really you need, what's it called? Three, yeah, one with one, and you tie them together, that's called an aguda. So Rashi said it's talking about schach, and it's also talking about ezov. Some say that's not talking about schach, because by schach, three is not enough. You need 25, like we learned before from the Yerushalmi. So some say that Rashi holds, and our Gemara argues on the Yerushalmi, and that three is enough to make a bundle, and you don't need 25. And others say no. What it's talking about here is where you have 25 stalks, but 23 of them are connected together. So So normally, and you, if you tie them, it would be nothing. But if you tie another one together with them, then that makes a bundle already. Another two makes a bundle of 25. Because enichanami, the one original ones are considered like one as long as you don't put anything else together with it. But if you put two separate ones together, and together there's 25, then that's possible. Since the bundle of three, at least, or two is a machlokas, we'll see, right, is considered a bundle when you have two things, and there are lemaisa 25 things, even though they're connected. So then both things together make it a bundle of 25. Okay, and two is a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, whether binding two things together makes a bundle or not. Tisnan, mitzvas ezov, shlosha kalochim, ubohem shlosha givolim. But some Rishonim Taka say that this is not talking about sukkah, schach, it's only talking about ezov. V'gabei schach, you need 25. The v'gabei ezov, where three is what you need, then three is a bundle, and less than three is not. Okay, tisnan, mitzvas ezov, shlosha kalochim, ubohem shlosha givolim. Right, Rashi says shlosha kalochim, sharoshim. You need three stems. Ubohen shlosha givolim, givol lechol kelach. At the top of the stem is the leaf part, which you dip into the para, the afer of the para, and you sprinkle with that. Givol hu kona emtsoi shazera barosho kekandus upishtan. It's the what's it called? The middle cluster of leaves that the seeds are in. So that's it. So you need one stem, and each stem has one cluster of seeds. So that's what's it called? That's what the Rabbanan hold. You need three stems. Okay. Reb Yossi Omer, mitzvah seizov shlosha givolim. Right? Reb Yossi says also the mitzvah is three givolim. You need at least three of these clusters. The shior of shnayim, but if you started with three, and then one got lost, two is still kosher, as long as you started with three. The gardum of kolshu, and if the stem got broken off, then as long as there's something left, is good enough. You have to start with a whole stem with the givol at the top. But usually when you sprinkle it, the stem is very fragile, and the givol falls off, or the stem breaks. And you end up with a short little stub of leftover stem. As long as there's something left, it's kosher. Now we think that since Rabbi Yossi said that b'di'evid, if you're left with two, it's okay, that even l'chatchila two would be okay. Okay? V'hadik tani shlosha l'mitzvah. And that's what Rabbi Yossi said shlosha, he meant only l'mitzvah. L'chatchila should have three. But if he didn't have three, two is also okay. Because if you're left with two, is also okay. With the Rabbi Yossi shlosha l'mitzvah, and since Rabbi Yossi said that three lechatchila is only l'mitzvah, the Rabbanan shlosha l'akiv. When the Rabbanan said three, they meant that you have to have three, and less than three is no good to begin with, right? And therefore, what's it called? We have a machlokas whether a bundle, it says agudas ezov, is two or three. Rabbi Yossi holds two also makes a bundle, and the Rabbanan hold you need three to make a bundle. Okay, that's what we thought in the beginning. V'hatanya, but this can't be, because the Brisa says not like that. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ezov Tchiloso Shnayim V'Shiorov Echod Posel. If you have an Ezov and you start out with two, right, or you're left off with one, you end up with one, it's Posel. It's two to begin with, or one in the end, even if you started with three, is Posel. The Eino Kosher, Achia Tchiloso Shlosha, it's only kosher if you started off with three, the Shior of Shnayim, and then you ended up with two. Then it's still kosher. So you see that Rabbi Yossi holds that even Lechatchila, Laakev, if you started off at less than three, then it's not kosher. Two is never kosher Lechatchila. It's only kosher as Shirayim, as what was left from three. But you have to start with a bundle of three. So Mar says Epech, okay, so switch it around. Rabbi Yossi Shlosha Laakev, the Rabbanan shlosha l'mitzvah, just the opposite. When Rabbi Yossi says, what's it called, three, he means three has to be la'akev. If you have less than three to begin with, it's possible. When the Rabbanan said three, they meant only l'mitzvah. But b'di'evit, if you had two, it's also okay. Someone says, that can't be. But Tanya, ezov tchiloso shnayim, oh no, that's this one is what's it called, b'nichusa, enechanami. That's the way it is. According to the Rabbi Yossi, three is ma'akev to begin with, And according to the Rabbanon, three is not ma'akev. V'atanya, and we have a brisa that supports that. Ezov tchiloso shnayim b'shiorav echad kosher. If an ezov, if you started out with two, and you had two to begin with, and then one fell off or whatever, and you only have one left, is kosher. The eino posel ad shiat tchiloso b'shiorav echad. It's only possible if you started with one and you ended with one. But if you started with two and ended with one, that's kosher. Shior of echad posel. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean shior of echad posel? We said before, if you started with two and you ended with one, it's kosher. So what do you mean? Shior of means it was left over. It means you started with two and now you have one. We said before, that's kosher. Why do you say it's posel over here? Ho amra shior of echad kosher. Ela... Ema ad shetei tchiloso kishiyorav echad. It's only possible if you started with one and you ended with one. Or none. Right? But if you, what's it called? Started with two and ended with one, it's kosher. Right? It's only possible if you started with what normally would be kosher if you, what you ended up with. One. One is kosher if you end up with one. But if you started with two. But if you started with one, just as if you ended up with one, right, that's possible. But if you started with two and you ended with one, it's kosher. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that three is ma'akev, and Rabbi Yossi holds that, the Rabbanan hold that three is ma'akev, and Rabbi Yossi holds that... Rabbi Yossi holds you need three la'akev, right, and the Rabbanan hold that three is only la'mitzvah, and two is good enough, and if you're left with one, it's also kosher, if you started with two, your Rashi. And the Mela, the Shaila, what's called agudas ezov, with what's an aguda, three or two, also is machlokas, the two is machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. And everybody holds three is an aguda. And Rashi says, and that's the same halacha by sukkah, right, that if you have three things, that's already a bundle. And again, according to some, it means mamash just three, and it's not like the Yerushalmi that says you need 25. And according to some, it's talking where you have 25, but they're not separate. They're all connected together, but you have two bunches that you put together, then it's considered like 25. Okay, kosolka daita, we didn't get it yet. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lakam Meforesh Buksayr. The Gemara is going to explain the machlokas eventually. Shiorav, in Nofel Ha'echad, La'achar Zman, Shiorav K'sherim B'Shnayim. If he started off with three, and one of them fell off, right, B'di'evet, it's kosher with two. That's Shirayim. Find a lot of cases. If you started with the right amount, even though now you don't have that amount, but you have a portion of it, that's still kosher. Gardumov, right, when you use it to sprinkle the water, right, so a lot of times it's soft, fragile things, and the top falls off. And if you have anything left of the stalk, is good enough. As long as there's something left of each one. Because then it's still called a bundle, because it came from an original bundle. So the difference between shirayim and gardumim is, same thing we have by tzitzis. You need eight strings. Eight. So if you have a string that's torn off, it's still kosher, because l'maisa, that's called shirayim. If you need the strings to be a certain length, if they get shortened, because part of a string falls off, that's called gardumim. Okay. Same thing over here. If one whole stalk goes away, that's shirayim. If part of a stalk is broken, that's called gardumim. Kosolka daitech, toha da omar avchiz, the shnayim achlokis, Rabbi Yossi v'rabbanan, hochi mefarish buksayim. That which Rav Chisda said, that if you have two to begin with, is a machlokis, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, we thought that the way that we explain the machlokis, who holds what, is the following way. V'hochi shamin in law, shirayim shnayim, Rabbi Yossi, tchilosu nami shnayim v'yevet. That since Rabbi Yossi held that if you end up with two, it's good. Mistame, even lechatchila with two is good, except lemitzvah you need three. But it's not ma'akev, even to begin with. Lemitzvah lechatchila. Umid Rabbi Yossi boy shlosha mi lemitzvah. And since Rabbi Yossi held that you need three, but it's only lemitzvah, when the Rabbanan say three, in order that there should be an argument, it must be that they hold that it's not just the mitzvah, it's la'akiv. Mechlal l'rabon and damri shlosha la'akiv. Di'inu nami l'mitzvah v'la'akiv my osra b'yosi l'flugit. If they also hold that three is only l'mitzvah, but two is kosher, right? If you don't have three, so what are they arguing about? U'may machlokis t'chom rav chista v'rab yosi shmei egit v'rabon lo shmei egit. There's no machlokis there. Ezov shetchilas oshnayim posel. Gemara says, no, I have a brisa that tells me just the opposite. Rav Yossi holds that if you start with two, it's posel. V'chein ezov shlosha v'noflu shnayim min ha'agudah v'nishtay erechad posel. Rav Yossi said there's two cases where it's posel. You started with two, or you started with three and two fell off, and you're only left with one. In either of those cases, it's posel. V'eino kosher, kolomer, ein chilas o kosher v'shlosha. L'chatchila, you need three, and if one falls away and you're left with two, it's kosher too. But any other case is possible. The botzer mehachi lav agudahi. Less than two is not considered a bundle. Less than three is not considered a bundle. The ein shiraim sherim el vishlaim. But if you have two of the three left, so you have leftovers of a bundle, that's also okay. Mor says, epuch, svora didon, da amren leel, kosol kadaita, din afar shil rav chizda hachi, da rab yosi shlosha la'akiv, kirim far shocha behedya, u'mechlal de shlosha, v'rabonon, da de ka'amri l'mitzvah lo la'akiv. So you said, okay, so switch it around. It's Rabbi Yossi who holds that three is ma'akev, and it's the Rabbanan who hold that three is not ma'akev. So according to the Rabbanan, a bundle of two is also a bundle, and according to Rabbi Yossi, a bundle has to be three. But a leftover from a bundle is also okay, but it had to start off as a bundle of three. V'atanyo b'nichusa, and now we bring a proof to that from a b'raisa. The Rabbanan lo garsinan she'ins aloshin gemara, the Brises don't say the Rabbanan, right? The Harav Yossi Shlosh Shalakeh Shaminla. It must be though that this Brisa is the Rabbanan. Ezov Shetchilas Oshnayim Kosher. An Ezov that started off as two is kosher. V'shiyor of Echad Nomi Kosher. And if you're left over with one, is also kosher. V'lo Pasul B'tchilaso Ad She'echad. It's not possible to begin with unless you only started with one. Because so, and if you're left with one, is also possible. Mordechai says that's not true. If you started with two and left with one, it's kosher. So what does it mean that if you started with one and the leftover is one, it's possible? Kasol kadaita to seifa nami hachi mefarsha the ain shiara psulim ad sheechad the hachi paros shiara vechad sol kadaita lifso voktani kosher. If it's a leftover one, that means you started at least with two. So that's kosher. Mordechai says no. What it means is ela atchilaso kosher. Going back on the beginning. The beginning is only possible if you have as much as what left over would be kosher. Meaning one. If you started with what would be a leftover kosher, then that's possible. The Rabbanan hold, you could start off with two. I had said three, that's l'mitzvah. L'chatchila, better to have three. But if you didn't have three and you had two to begin with, it's good enough too. The ila'akev hamani lo Rabbi Yossi lo Rabbanan, because if it meant that three is ma'akev, then nobody holds like that. What's it called? It's not Rabbi Yossi, it's not the Rabbanan. Okay.